of this recording, Australia 36, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the Territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Hi, I just turned 20, and I've lived my whole life in Canberra, Australia, up until about 6 months ago when I moved interstate to Sydney to study. My family, I have a younger brother who's 4 years younger than me, and my mum and my dad. I definitely am a mummy's girl, so it took a lot for me to move out of home to study. I've always been quite independent, but moving away and really having to be by myself was quite a challenge, but I do love the freedom that it's given me. I always get really nervous when I have to do things like this, unscripted things. I'm a very anxious person, so when I call, if I ever have to book an appointment for something or order something, I actually always tend to write a script, exactly what I'll say, because I hate silence and awkward silence. So I hope I'm doing okay with this. The year is 2021. We are about a year and a half into COVID-19. Thankfully for me, that hasn't really affected me too much. Being in a small town, we only have about 400,000 people here. And as of about right now, it's been a year since we've had any case of community transmission, but we haven't even really had to face that worry. And I'm so lucky, especially when we see what happens around the world. Currently Sydney is in lockdown, so I am home in Canberra, completing my study online. And I'm just making the most of time with family, because you should always make sure you are grateful for your family and what you have. So I think this is enough. I'm not sure, but anybody who listened, thank you for listening. And yeah, I guess that's it.